This episode is brought to you by Hans Kombucha. Hans Kombucha is a small batch, women-owned, local kombucha brewery. Hannah and Kate are slaying it with their booch. They use the freshest and most healthy ingredients while sourcing locally as best they can. Go ahead and order online at HansKombucha.com or head to their brewery, which is at 370 Aspen Avenue in Salt Lake. It's only a couple blocks south from TF Brewery and up the street from Grid City and the West Side Tavern, and right behind the Tesla Service Center. Fill up your growlers and try their amazing flavors like pineapple cactus nectar, beet lemonade, ginger hibiscus, and more. They have the best booch in town. Tell them we sent you and support local by buying local. Until our next booch, my friends. Listening to the Taste Masters, where we sit down and learn from artists within the world of craft beer, liquor, and various fermentation techniques. All right, guys, super dry episode this month. We are starting in kind of, well, I'm going to let you guys start. I have awesome guests today. Bryce Huggins, Mr. Mormon Beer Guy. Bryce, hey, welcome. How you doing, man?
Good, dude. Way good.
I said this when I walked in the room, but you are handsome.
Oh, dude. Every time, this make me blush, make me feel like a...
You're a rock star. Man. You are a rock star because you're not only a rock star in the community, but you're a rock star in my life.
Thanks, man.
And thanks for always supporting me. I'm going to say it right in public, into your face, whether it's on mic or not. Thanks for supporting me in everything I do podcast-wise, brewery-wise, and my life personally. Thank you. I really do appreciate that.
You're welcome, man.
And then we have one of our dear friends, Melissa Diaz. Diaz, what's up? I got you.
What's going on, man?
Diaz, how's the new year coming so far?
So far, so good.
We're day three.
It's day three of dry January, and energy levels up. Happy good. As a clam.
Yeah, went your skin's looking great.
Oh, thank you
your
so much.
Your hair's looking fantastic.
Glowing
wonderful.
Over here.
Head and shoulders, thank you so much.
Oh, same. Troy Palomalu.
Don't tell a hairstylist that, though. She'll fucking
oh, yeah.
Murder you.
I've already been yelled at.
Casey so, yells at me all the time.
Mm-hmm. Diaz, I need to know what's... This is your episode idea, by the way.
Actually, this is a shout out to Jeff Parrott.
Gotcha.
My homie over at the Salt Lake Tribune. Mm-hmm. Yep. Was out at Saltfire on January 1st and wanted to go see Ryan, go catch up, and went and had a kombucha, and he hit me up and he was like, hey man, what are you doing? I'm like, yo, I'm drinking kombucha at Saltfire. What are you doing? So he came over and he, you know, we had a small chat and he was just like, yo, this would be a really good like podcast episode. So immediately got on the horn.
Does he listen to the podcast?
He does. Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah, every time he hears like you said, give me a shout out or anything about the cupcakes, he's always like, you were on the podcast. And I was like, yeah, David's pretty cool. We'll keep him.
I'm all right. Yeah.
You're more than all right.
I'm cool.
Shut your mouth. Put some booch in your
booch in my mouth.
Booch in your hole.
So Bryce, what'd you pour us today?
Got some Hans Golden Chai. This is probably my favorite they've released in the last little bit here. It's fantastic. It doesn't taste like kombucha if you don't like kombucha. But, I mean, even my kids, like, destroy this thing. They love it.
I like that.
So, fantastic. Tastes like winter in a glass.
It does. Mm-hmm. What does it taste like to you, Diaz?
I don't know if it tastes like winter. It just tastes like delicious gold going down my throat. It is called Golden Chai, guys. That's why I said the word gold. But we are also recording inside Hans Brewery.
So Hans Kombucha, one of our sponsors here at Taste Masters, they are fantastic. Kate and Hannah are doing great things. We are in the brew house right now.
It's so cute.
It is adorable. They have a great look. I mean, I see a bunch of SCOBYs back there. I see Hannah and Kate working really hard. I mean, this place is going to be bumping. And I see taps. I'm excited to come get
Yeah, I just want to sit here and like get work done. Yeah. It just seems like a really chill space.
It seems like a good vibe. I can't wait to see what happens when they get it going full blast, right?
For sure.
Man, and they're going to have this awesome space on the outside. Man. And it's right by TF.
Yeah, literally right down the road.
So, no excuses, right?
Nope. Yep. Go to TF. Come here for kombucha afterwards. Get your probiotic drink.
So, Diaz, you last year did dry January.
I did, yeah.
So, tell me why, personally, last year, 2021, you did dry January.
Well, I came from Vegas, and a lot of Vegas industry folks tend to do dry January just because we annihilate our livers all year long. And it's kind of gives your liver a beat, gives you time to kind of rest and reflect on, you know, the year and clear your mind a little bit. I also liked doing it last year because I was able to be everyone's designated driver. Safety is important, especially in this state where the police force does not mess around at all. So,
oh yeah.
Yeah, for real. Like, they're serious. But my crew wanted to go up to Ogden to go see like Ogden River Brewing, UTOG, Talisman. And so we didn't want to get like on the track for train or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't mind driving everybody up there. You know, I have a big enough truck. So piled all of my hooligans in one truck and just went up. And I enjoyed, you know, I drank ginger beer while I was up there and had dinner and brew hopped and it was fine. Got everyone home safe, which was, you know, a good feeling to be able to do that for your friends.
That's really cool. And so you're doing it again this year?
I am, yes.
So
this
that
year
means
for different reasons.
Yep. You're not touching, alcohol will not touch your lips?
No, last year I didn't even take tasters at work.
Right.
So at Bewilder, they were like, we came out with like four different beers, I think during the month of January. And Cody was like, you're not going to try it? And I was like, no, sorry. You could tell me what the flavor notes are and I can relate that to the guest.
Right.
I go, but I'm not doing it.
Like, because I remember Julie and I came out with a pink peppercorn saison.
And I wouldn't try it.
And that's fine. I wasn't upset by it, but you never got to try it.
I did try it.
Did you really?
Yeah. you gave me some after.
Probably.
I think you saved me like either a crawler or a growler.
Ooh, maybe. Hopefully
something.
I did.
I think you did. I remember trying it.
Oh,
it was
God.
Very like,
thank God.
Spicy.
So you're excited to go no alcohol at all this year?
Yeah. Not all year, but for the month.
All month. Seems like all year.
Wait.
All year so far.
I still really enjoy beer.
So Bryce.
Yo.
Dry January.
Yeah.
Have you done it before?
No. I was pretty much dry for most of my life. So then I wasn't. So Diaz was like, hey, I'm doing dry January. I'm like, that sounds like a bad idea. I'm in.
Sounds like a bad idea?
Yeah.
Sounds like a horrible time.
I mean, it's a smart idea. It's just not fun.
So this is your first dry January then?
Yeah.
Well, since in the scene of alcohol, I guess, ethanol, mm-hmm. right? So what's your thoughts on it?
You know, I didn't really have many expectations kind of going into it. Just thought it'd be a good idea. Tried out. So far, it's pretty good, man. Just, you know, good to focus on your health and start over. I'm not big into resolutions at all or goals.
Yeah, same.
But, you know, why not? Let's do it.
So I'm going to throw a little curveball at you guys.
Oh, no. I don't play baseball.
I've been doing sort of dry-ish since before Christmas.
Ooh,
okay. So I've only had a beer... Had a beer the day before New Year's Eve. So New Year's Eve, because we were celebrating. Us brewers went out. Derek took us out finally.
Oh, I did see that, yeah. Yay.
And, we just had, as brewers, got together and just kind of had a good lunch. And then New Year's Eve, Champagne came out.
Ooh.
So I had some Champagne.
Dang,
and then I was
out.
Showcasing some of the new beers we came out with. And that was it. But besides that, I haven't gone, you know, after work. I haven't had my typical after work beer, you know, nothing.
Good
so,
for you. Yeah.
But I'm not doing dry January.
That's okay.
But I'm supporting dry January. No. So I will not be drinking beer on the weekdays, but if there's celebratory events on the weekends, like podcasting, I will, but I'm not going to overindulge. That's my version of dry January.
I mean, I think that's the whole point, right? Is just to like understand your habits and maybe cut back a little
Check
bit.
Yourself.
Yeah. Mm. You know, I mean, we're... At this table, we're not getting any younger, to be honest. That's just, get over it. And our bodies are, you know, going to metabolize alcohol differently. And we just need to kind of figure out the right flow for our bodies. You know, I'm not 23-year-old anymore in Vegas that can go to Griffin and do like four shots in one night and be okay. Like,
and
that's
wake
not,
up at 7 in the morning.
Wee. And then go to work at like 8 a.m.
Yeah.
That was my life. And so I think it's just, this is a good transition time to just figure out what your intake is and if you need to adjust, and if you do,
I like
move
that because I've been working on a balance in my life. So I feel like the alcohol consumption has been on the too much of the balance, right? I need to hone that in a little bit, right? Because I like working out, but if I get too drunk the night before,
it
impedes my workout. Whether I don't go or if I do go, it's like I feel like garbage and I'm sluggish. So I like where this is going. But we have a lot of non-alcoholic options to go.
All of
I know
the
you guys have been doing some homework on this. So what are you guys, your go-tos the next, 20 some odd days?
Ooh.
I mean, I reach for kombucha every day anyway. So I've just been really enjoying different brands of kombucha. I went to Costco and got... I think it's called Dr. Brews. kombucha, and it's like
brew doctor.
Yeah, you can get
the brew doctor.
The brew doctor. So sorry, dyslexia will get you. But it comes in a 4-pack, so you get, you know, 4 different flavors, and you get to try a new kombucha. But I mean, I always reach for Mamachari. I reach for Hands, and taproot soda is what I drank last year during Dry January. Keto's has ice cream, so you're able to do like a root beer float in January. Mm. Super acceptable.
Oh, I
totally
like that.
Fine. Go for it.
Mm. I really like that. So, Bryce, what's some of your go-tos when you Dry January? Because this is your first. So,
this will be
like,
my first, yeah.
What are you going to go for?
But the times when I don't drink, it'll be same booch. But I'm also like a big fan of some kind of like specialty sodas. So, yeah. Not super big into non-alcoholic beer. It's not a... If it doesn't taste good, I'm not going to drink it. So...
Oh. So have you liked non-alcoholic beer at all?
That's how I got into beer. I was on my mission.
I was going to say O'Doul's.
Yeah. Yeah. And we had O'Doul's and I was like, hey, this is really good. And
really?
Then I realized it was terrible. And real beer is just really good beer.
Yeah. So I just recently got, last month, I bought a pack of Heineken Zero.
Oh.
Because I was told that's the best, so far, non-alcoholic beer. I tried it and I want to kill myself because it tastes like corn water to me. Not as bad, but like...
Yeah.
It's just extracts put together with, you know, it's hop extract, malt extract, water slapped together, and that's how it's made. So I think grabbing the non-alcoholic beer is a good, like, I was trying the whole come after work and like, hey, I just need a beer to just numb some things real quick. It's like, calm down, whatever, you know, whatever. So I grabbed the non-alcoholic beer. And like I just like fought with it. I'm like, this is, what is this? Because as a brewer, I started breaking it down. I'm like,
oh,
fuck
of course,
this.
Yeah. Your brain went on. I can't do this. Tangents.
But my favorite thing to do, still to this day, our sponsor is Syrup Co. So yep. Syrup Co. has these syrups that I like to get my club soda and pour a little bit, whichever flavor I'm feeling that day. A little Syrup Co. in there, a splash of that. Oh my god, it's the best. It distracts me because I'm like, oh, I'm fancy. Ooh.
I'm so fancy.
But it's non-alcoholic,
right?
But you can still make it. You know, Holly can do her cocktails if she wants or whatnot.
Yeah.
But Holly's such a health conscious individual that it's like inspiring because she's like one of those always is on top of her diet, what she intakes, working out. And I'm like, all right, you're hot. Why are you hot? All right, I got to be that way.
Yeah.
So much work.
But cause I always bring home beers for her.
Right.
And there's a fridge of beers just for her that she hasn't touched in months. Why? Because she'll come around to it.
Eventually.
That one time.
I have so much beer at home. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
3 different coolers.
Because if I have beer in the house, it's being drank. So that's my now goal is not to bring home beer or go buy beer, or else it will be consumed somehow.
Yeah. That's a tough one because there's always like a new beer release and you're like, oh no, like I want to go get that.
Yeah. So what are you guys going to do during the new beer releases during this month? Because
I'm still going to pick them up. I'm just not going to consume them till February.
Are you going to put them in like a far off fridge? Are you going to put them in?
No, I actually don't have a problem. Like when I go home, I only consume alcohol when I'm with my friends. Like it's a very social thing for me. Sometimes if I'm trying to go to sleep like earlier, I'll drink like 6 ounces of wine and that makes me sleepy.
Ooh.
And then I'll just go right to bed. But it's not like I have a full whiskey bar in my home and I don't reach for anything when I'm by myself. It's usually just a social situation with me.
What about you, Bryce?
So I plan on picking up all the beer. Still, my wife had a killer idea. She was like, hey, what if for Dry January you planned a beer share for February? So you buy all the stuff that you want to drink for February.
Oh, I like that.
Keep it. And then February comes around.
Oh, look at you, Casey.
Not a bad idea, right?
Yeah, she's a smart cookie.
So I guess February 1st, we're all going to be at Bryce's house.
Correct. We're all going to go to Utah County.
Come on down.
Make sure all the cots are out. We have a bunch of hooligans that can't drive home because we've been dry for a month.
We got plenty of couches.
Do you guys have a lot of people during Dry January with you?
So my friend Scott Haley from Mindful Coffee is actually doing it.
Because he tried it last year, right?
He tried it last year, but I think cut it early because there was like something happened at the end of the month. I mean, I cut it off early last year. I did it on the 29th. I went on an all-girls camping trip and how do you not drink with all your girlfriends in the wilderness?
No comment.
So nice. I mean, I was, whatever. I was... Further down south in southern Utah,
so
to
count.
St. George. It didn't count. I wasn't in the vicinity. I wasn't in the city. So it didn't count.
Yeah. I like that. I like that idea, Bryce. I might adopt that. Just like hold on to beers and then showcase them later. I like, because I have a couple beers coming out this month. And obviously, like, I want to share it, but if people aren't drinking it, we're going to have to hold on to it.
I mean, I just hosted two bottle shares at my house back to back, week after week. I did a Christmas one, and then I did one right before New Year's, just because I was like, well, I have all of this beer that should be consumed soon, rather than waiting another month. So that was nice. I think we went through some awesome stuff. You came to one of them. Yep.
A lot.
I think having a buddy for Dry January would be easy, like the buddy system. So accountability buddy. Because I feel like if I'm doing it by myself, I would lie to myself, which is weird. Mm-hmm. For example, going to the gym. I like going to the gym with a partner.
Because
Because like I have to get up. And if I don't get up early to go to the gym.
You're letting someone down.
Right. But if that person lets me down, it's like, well, I got up.
Well, I went. You do your hair flip, David?
Definitely. For sure. I do. But so you guys... Are you guys going to keep each other accountable?
Yeah. Got a bunch of homies that are doing it for
sure. Yeah, Melissa Dehood is actually doing it also, our little marathoner. Yeah. So she's training for something. She's going to Moab in a couple of weeks, to go run another trail run. So she's on the booch train.
So I think we should do a, what did Hannah and Kate say? Booch, not hooch?
Booch, not hooch. I like that. That's, yep.
Ooh. I just want to do like, I'm going to keep tagging, show us your booch.
Oh my God.
What's wrong with that? Dry January.
It's fantastic. Show us your booch.
I just want like every Monday, like, hey, show us your booch. Or every Friday before you guys go to the weekend. Hey, show us your booch real quick, right?
I'll show you the booch.
Yeah, I just want to see everyone's booch in January.
Yeah.
So yeah, I want to
keep your booch clean, kids, for dry January.
For heaven's sake. So Bryce, you brought some products. So what did you bring for us today, sir? Dude,
the best Mexican soda ever.
So yeah. This is by far probably my favorite soda too. I get it whenever I get, tacos and things. This is a sangria, but non-alcoholic sangria. You guys want to help me with the pronunciation?
Oh, sidral.
Yep.
Sangria señorial.
And I am not a wine person. Zero wine. Don't do it.
At all, ever?
Not really. Yeah.
Maybe champagne?
Okay. If you add orange juice, maybe.
Okay.
It doesn't,
okay.
Yeah, but really not. I'd rather just do like a wheat beer and orange juice. But this tastes like if wine was good.
Wow. Is it because brown people made it?
Is it because brown people made it? Salud.
It's so fantastic. Cheers. Almost. And it just goes so good with just kind of everything.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That reminds me of my childhood.
Oh my God, I was going to say the same thing.
Dude, so we used to go to Mexico every summer when we were kids. And when you go to the candy store, at the store in general in Mexico, they... Instead of giving you the bottle, they pour it in a plastic bag and they tie a straw in it. What? So now you're walking around with a plastic bag and a straw because they want to make sure that they're going to recycle it. So they keep the bottle. They don't trust that you're going to bring it back.
Well, it's also like easy to get rid of when you're done with it. Mm-hmm. You don't have to carry a bottle around.
Yep. But I've had it where I've snagged it on something and it breaks. So
that happens too. You got to be careful. Don't walk by a cactus.
Now I just caught it on, I think someone's belt something like a...
Why was your soda so hanging low by someone's belt?
Low-hanging fruit.
It's when it gets hot, it's the... it's a little bit more.
Well.
Gotta keep it cold.
That's why I go to therapy. So, if wine tastes good, I'm never going to look at this against and think...
I know. First of all, wine's delicious. But no, I can see where you're at. I can see it tastes earthy. It tastes like if there were tannins in here, it would live here.
Got a lot of vinegar in it, too. I don't know. I think it's fantastic.
Huh. I like that. How much sugar is in this, actually? I'm curious.
Oh, no. Now he's going to sugar check you.
Wow.
It's like how many? 20-something grams of?
39 grams.
39 grams.
It's still less than like a double IPA.
That's fine.
Calorie-wise.
Is it now?
It's only 11.16 ounces.
Ooh.
That's a lot of sugar. Well, I'm glad we split that three ways, y'all.
It's true. I like that advice.
2022.
So
chubby.
The wine, that's your... I like this. So this will satisfy that need. So what would you guys say for someone who... just can't, they need some type of, let's go with someone a beer. They need a beer. So what's some options?
So I was actually at Slackwater and they had two different non-alcoholic beer options. One was malty and caramely, which is one that I ordered. And the other one was like a hoppy non-alcoholic. Mm. I actually didn't mind it. It was a little too sweet for my liking. Thankfully the pizza that we ordered was like spicy-ish. It kind of balanced out. But it actually wasn't a terrible option. I've had O'Doul's, I've had Lagunitas, hoppy seltzer
Hop water.
The hop water.
That is better than it should be.
Exactly.
It's surprisingly good.
Mm-hmm.
But hop water is a good one. Especially for those bitter IPA nerds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like hop water.
There's the hop tea as well. I just remembered that.
That's pretty.
That's fine.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
It's weird. Sometimes farty for me.
Yeah.
I like it.
I'm into farty.
So what about wine substitutes? If we're going to go off wine.
So there's actually non-alcoholic wine out there that you can get, I promise you. So my girlfriend, when she was pregnant, she bought it and it looked, it comes in a wine bottle. I can't remember the name right now.
It's free.
I'm sorry?
F-R-E.
Is it free?
I think so.
Oh.
I should double check.
Google. Right. So when she was pregnant, she still had like wanted the habit of like picking up a glass of wine and like consuming something that tasted like it. And so she would drink that. So there's plenty of options out there. You just kind of have to look for them.
Gotcha. Interesting. It's blowing my mind right now, guys. So my defense for Dry January is I think I like the idea of Dry January. I really do. Kind of like it's going to help you lose weight. It's going to help kind of defatize your liver, you know, a little skinny up.
Mm-hmm.
Detox your liver. It's going to help your metabolism. It's going to help you sleep better.
Oh, yeah. I've been getting such good sleep. Oh, my God, like a baby.
But I also think that Dry January is a good technique to try any time of the year.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So anytime you're feeling like, hey, I'm just hitting it too hard, it's okay to stop for a couple weeks and do dry whatever,
yeah.
Right?
I tried doing Oct-sober.
Oct-sober.
1 year,
In Halloween time. Mm-hmm. I feel like Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas, New Year's, that's like
well,
the
worst. Well, that's why you do it. You do it right before you're going to
good for you.
Hit it hard.
And then just trash it.
And I was also in Vegas when I did that, so.
Oh, man, you guys.
Strong.
But it's something, I mean, I respect those who can stick with it because it's a good discipline. I think it's all we need is that discipline and some self-control, which is something that personally I struggle with and I think most people do. But again, it goes back to that balance. Just need some good balance, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So, Totes. Bryce, are you excited for this or what?
Podcaster, sober.
Both.
Yes.
He's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't do absolutes, right, very well. So, like, I will definitely be having a beer at some point in this month.
Well, it's Stephanie's birthday's coming up.
Yeah, we've got a friend's birthday coming up, so I'll probably be drunk then. Then I've got a trip later this month too, so.
So, hear me out. Why is it with us, Bryce, maybe I'm going to put a shine on you. Why is it when a friend's birthday is coming up, you have to incorporate alcohol with it? Is there a way where, can you go without having any alcohol?
Definitely.
So what's stopping you from doing that?
I guess it depends on the friend, right? If it's a beer friend, where, like, obviously our friendship is more than just beer, but if it's a beer nerd friend, like, we're going to open some fancy bottles, some cellar stuff that we've been holding on to for special occasions. But yeah, I mean, we definitely could do it without alcohol.
So why not this time? Playing devil's advocate. But
I know.
Tough question.
I think about
because I'm going to the same party and I'm not drinking.
See, I mean, because we have one of our friends from Keto's, his birthday is this month, and he's not going to do Dry January because he's realizing, I got a birthday coming up. But do we get in the habit of making excuses all the time? Because you look at me in the face and be like, hey, David, because my birthday is in July. If I'm going to be sober for the month of July, fuck off, because I am going to drink for my birthday.
Mm.
But then I look at it, can I still enjoy my birthday without drinking? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
But I follow it with a huge, but I'd rather go have fun. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'd rather be loose and just do it because I'm an adult. But it's always buts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Booch. It's always booches. Do you think 1 year you'd be able to be like, I can do this for yourself?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely good.
But why don't we as like a society? Like, I don't know. Why is that hard for us?
I think people just tie drinking with, it means I'm going to have fun. You know what I mean? And it's not always the case. I had a great month last year. You know what I mean? I did all kinds of things. Cody and I actually went to Colorado. And like the day after New Year's, he's like, hey, let's go to Colorado and let's go check out some breweries. And I'm like, cool, I'm not drinking. But you can, let's go. I mean, we had a good time. He kept trying to put like his beer in front of me so I could taste it. I would just smell it. I love smelling beer. And even with just smelling it, I can tell what it's going to taste like.
Mm.
Unless your beer lines are fucked. And then I'm going to be
that tangerine honey wheat smells one way, but tastes a different way.
Oh, yeah. We did try that for the bottle. It was so good. It was a little too sweet for me, but it was delicious.
It's a wheat beer.
I finished it.
So I made that.
I did not finish it.
A side note, I'm probably ticked out, but I made that beer with Holly as an inspiration for me.
Aw.
I like, what beer would she sit at the bar and drink?
Yeah.
It's like, smells good. And then she would just pound. So that's what.
No, beer and I think that's super crushable.
But that's the beauty of craft beer is it can smell one way, but it can taste a different way too. That's why I like hoppy beers sometimes. It's because you can smell like, oh, I'm getting this, but you taste it, you're like, oh, it just kind of smacks you in the face.
Like I went to Heber Valley Brewing yesterday. So I just wanted to go for a drive. It was so pretty. The sun was out and I knew that the roads were going to be clear. So I beelined it for Heber. I took my book with me. I'm reading two new books right now.
Should have given you an order.
Should have. And I'm so sorry that I didn't reach out and tell you that I was there.
It's all right.
But,
strike one.
All right. There she goes. But anyway, my buddy Jeff was actually up there fly fishing and he saw that I was like there and he came over and he had a beer. He had their, Ritual. It's like an oatmeal chocolate stout.
Oh.
And so it was, and I love stouts. Are you joking? Ooh, I love stouts. So I was like, Jeff, can I just smell your beer?
You're
like,
that guy.
He's like, okay. So he gave me the beer and I just took like this huge, like, and it was so like, I could tell that it was just such a good beer and that he had made such a good decision in ordering that stout. But I drank, Hans Kombucha is on draft up there. So I had their pineapple cactus nectar.
Ooh.
And then they had their beet lemonade. So I have one of each.
Yeah. We had the beet lemonade when we were up there. It's on tap. Yeah. I like that. Goddamn Heber Valley. Go to Heber Valley.
I love Heber Valley.
So if you guys ever go to Heber Valley,
okay, I'll hit you up.
Vice versa.
It worked. I'll drive us up there, David.
Ooh, I'm okay with that as well. So here's, because going back to that question that I had kind of on your spot there, Bryce. So I have this bad thing about parties. So I'll think about, okay, what's coming up? Can I be soberish for a while? You know, whatever. Because what's hard for me is, like I said earlier, for me it's September, October, November, December, January. Why? Anniversary. Halloween, Day of the Dead, Thanksgiving, Christmas. Oktoberfest. You go, keep adding them. But like that,
keep adding.
That end of the year is really tough for me.
Mm-hmm.
The beginning of the year, not so much. I got one of my dear friend's birthdays coming up, you know, here soon, but he's out of state. I'll probably have one for him, right? February.
Valentine's Day.
I'm like, I drink because I hate that day, I guess.
It's so
I don't know.
Dumb.
Right?
That's the worst.
But I, you know, then Holly's birthday is not till May. But I don't, you know, looking at parties though, it's always hard to not, it's hard to, I would like to challenge myself to go to a party being sober, which is, I can do. Don't tell me. It makes me sound like an alcoholic. I have to drink while I go to a party, but I like the vibe, but everyone's on the same page and we're all just kind of vibing.
Yeah.
Right. But I want to be able to do that without alcohol because especially Holly, she's really good at it because she doesn't like the way she feels
the next day,
2 days, sometimes 3 days.
Yep.
So that's a challenge for me this year. I'm going to do it.
I can do that.
There's a long list of recreational drugs you can do too that you don't need to drink.
That's a true story.
Yeah, absolutely. You're right.
But like not meth. Like don't do that one.
Oh, come
one
on.
Meth isn't
only one meth is okay. One meth is okay.
Miss a month and you're
on this episode of the Taste Masters.
Meth Masters.
Talk about recreational meth masters.
This episode is brought to you by meth.
This is what's happening. This is what's happening. But I think kombucha will be the biggest thing for me this month. And then you guys brought taproot soda.
I did. So last year I enjoyed a lot of taproot soda. The lime lemon lavender is probably my favorite. Shout out to Mike D and the group at Taproot Soda. We carry them at Bewilder. They're carried at Ketos. They're carried at Hopkins. I think also, where are we at? East Liberty Tap House. Like you can find them at a lot of local places. So you have an option to be able to consume some delicious organic soda.
Which are some local vibes we can do? Let's say we're just trying to distract ourselves from alcoholic beverages. What some local things we can do with that's not alcoholic that we can?
You mean activities?
Activities, beverages, products. What are you guys thinking?
Yeah, I mean that was like a big thing for me. I'm like, dude, I want to do social and fun stuff. If I go to a party, I'm just gonna be drinking, so I don't want to do that. But there are plenty of places like you can go and have that same similar vibe without having alcohol. We got some pretty great tea shops in Salt Lake City.
Ooh.
Tea
Roots,
Grotto
Roots
is killer.
Cafe is a good one.
Roots. Mm-hmm. Roots is, oh yeah. Their pancakes are good too.
I like that.
But yeah, there's the Tea Grotto. There's lots of fantastic places that have really good tea. You could sit with a friend. Of course, coffee places everywhere.
There's a shit ton of coffee places.
Good at coffee in Utah. Yeah. Real good at coffee. But I think I'm also a huge fan of boba and milk tea in general.
So what is boba exactly?
It's tapioca pearls with like tea, like milk tea.
Yeah.
Is it Asian? Mm-hmm. Is that what it's based out of?
Yes.
Yep. And you could go in there and you can get sweet stuff, not sweet stuff. They have so many different options and just there's some, and it's blowing up right now in Utah.
I like that.
Real big.
Boba. Huh.
I mean, I'm going to go do karaoke this week, and I'm not going to drink. I'm going to do karaoke sober for once.
Oh, record that for me, please.
Yeah, we're going to be, we go to karaoke at Handlebar almost every other Wednesday.
Oh, cool. On a school night.
Sorry, that's when they have it.
So we mentioned, so it's karaoke. What else were you doing? What kind of events are we doing this month?
I mean, you can still go ice skating, right?
That's too cold. That's a thing. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, they can go ice skating.
I've heard of that.
You should do it sober because you don't want to do that drunky.
That's true.
You don't want to eat it into the boards unless you're a hockey player.
I mean, this isn't the healthiest, but I'm a big fan of hookah bars.
Gotcha. Yeah. Going on that note, Kava Kava bars. There's one in Utah Provo or Orem Provo area. Yeah. Kava Kava. Kava Kava is a nice, like, euphoric kind of chill high.
Yeah. I mean, also just getting out in nature, man. Like, I know, I mean, Bryce and myself, I don't know if you do it, but we always take Summit beers, right? Like, you drink a beer at the end of your hike or whatever. Why not just take a kombucha for the end of your hike?
I like that kombucha.
That way, you know, you're filling your body back up with nutrients anyway.
So we talked about hop water. I think there needs to be a local hop water.
There
don't
should
have
be.
Have one yet.
I mean, Hopkins makes their own tonic water.
Right.
But that's not really
hop water.
I guess
we could throw some hops in it, right? That'd be awesome. Shit ton of coffee places. You got Mill Creek, King's Peak, Public, Jack Mormon, Renini Blue Coffee, Black Rifle. My favorite coffee shop in Provo, Rugged Grounds.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking love that place.
Killer.
And Art Cities and across the street from Strap Tank, if you want to go to Strap Tank. And the Great Basin, that's also a Utah County one.
Ooh, Honeysuckle. Add that
Honeysuckle.
List.
Ooh,
my
Honeysuckle.
My favorite spot. Raddus family. Good stuff.
So then they got coffee. I think coffee, you got Mindful too, right?
Oh, dude.
Yep, Mindful Coffee.
But I think coffee, I have this thing that I'm trying to avoid coffee just as much as, caffeine, just as much as I'm avoiding alcohol this month. Because I think my ritual, just so you guys know, when I get up early in the morning, I will get up. If I go to the gym, I'll go to the gym, whatever, come back home, feed the cats. And I'll sit there, but I got an hour, half an hour to an hour to myself where I can sit there and study. Where I do beer studies, my personal studies, journaling, whatever. And I just grab that cup of coffee on an empty stomach. And then by like on the way to work, especially on brew days, my anxiety just kicks in.
Mm. Yeah.
And lately I'm realizing, why am I so anxious at work, especially when I'm trying to like mill in a brew and like all that stuff. I'm like, I shouldn't do this. So I'm working on my not forcing my anxiety to go through the roof by having what, because I love coffee. Let's be real. I am a coffee
whore. I like the
way
it smells.
Oh, yeah. Same. So maybe I'll just make it, let it smell, you know, light the room
just
up.
Sniff and just, it.
Yeah. Dump it, drink water. There's some coffee for you. I mean, but are you guys coffee nerds?
Big time.
I am not.
Yeah.
No.
So, Bryce, you have to have that cup of coffee in the morning?
No, not necessarily. No, I do probably 8 ounces tops a day.
It's very
so in the morning,
number.
Black coffee, or
black light roast, single origin. I'm that kind of asshole
fine.
When it comes to like, oh yeah, I have to have my beans locally sourced, or you know, and then.
Do you drink Mindful Coffee?
I do. I've had some of it. I like lots of coffee from all different places, but definitely like whole bean, grind it by hand, pour over every morning. It's that ritual too. It's kind of
pour
the morning
over.
Ritual.
Oh,
of,
cool.
And then yes, don't add anything to it because it's already perfect.
It is already perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I try to tell Holly that, but she loves her one cream, one sugar. You know what I mean? But hey, it is what it
it's
is.
Fine. Not everyone can be as perfect as us.
Yes. And that's what I look at. But
On this next episode, there's a bromance about coffee. That's what's happening.
Coffee Masters.
Coffee Masters.
So then I'm trying to think of other things. So there's another place I called Chili Beak. I don't know if you guys have heard of Chili Beak.
Mm-mm.
So Chili Beak is a chili oil, spicy caramels, and seasonings. And they just came out with its own like pre-mix of Bloody Mary mix. So it's like this big.
Oh, so you can do like Virgin Mary's.
Yeah, so Bloody Mary. But it's this local chili place. And you can get some of their products over at Hammer Springs.
Oh, nice.
So I was trying to think of a way to support distilleries, but not drink distilleries. So Here is my solution to that.
Okay.
Just buy it anyway.
Just, yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. why not, right?
Because you're not going to sit there and drink a fifth of ABC.
Of course not,
right?
No.
Or I hope
February
not.
I will. Yeah.
February you will, yeah.
February is over.
I feel like if there's cool releases from, you know, Dented Brick or Holy Stone or all these places, like,
yeah, I just got one of the new barrel-aged, barrel-aged gin from Holy Stone. I still haven't opened it. But I still went and, you know, bought that, supported them, and I'll drink that in February.
Yeah. Because I think people who produce ethanol, especially these New Year's resolution people coming out, because I know for today at Strap Tank, it was dead. Like, it was pretty slow just because everyone's on that mm-hmm. health kick and whatnot.
For sure.
But
that'll end next week.
Sure. Whatever. You know, by the latest February, we all do the same thing. Mm-hmm. But there's no reason not to go out there and still support local.
And that's my biggest thing. So I've actually been going out probably more than I would have normally if I was drinking, just because I'm not buzzed. So I feel safe driving wherever I want to go. Mm. You know, like Saturday I ended up at Saltfire. I went to Slackwater. Then I just went home for the evening because I was like, all right, cool. Time for tea because it's freezing outside. But then my drive up, you know, yesterday to Heber Valley, I was just like, man, this is great. Like, I just get to like enjoy and not have that anxiety and fear, like, oh my God, you had one beer. Like, how dare you drive up the canyon? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And also, I still want to see my friends. You know what I mean? I have a bunch of people that I'm friends with in the industry. So the fact that I can still go to a long list of places that have non-alcoholic options for me, and I can still go with my friends and they can consume, you know, whatever they want to do.
Yeah, I think most places have non-alcoholic options, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, Keto's has Taproot, Bewilder has Taproot, Hopkins, Saltfire, Heber Valley, Mountain West, the Avenues proper, East Liberty Tap House, Slackwater, Water Witch. I'm sure if you go in there and see Cliff, you know, we usually see him on Wednesdays also. We alternate between Handlebar and Water Witch. I'm sure he would make me like the best mocktail ever.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Just because they have so much to play with there. And Handlebar, there's just so many options. Like, you don't have to feel this like, oh, well, I'm doing dry January, I guess I should just stay home. It's like, what? No, you can still go out. There's still options out there. Go
there's
see your friends
out there. I like this. This is a exciting dry January. So on that note, I say we take a quick break. When we come back, we open some Taproot soda.
Hell yeah, pimp.
Sound good?
Yeah. Can we do a shot before?
We do a shot real quick. Good. This episode is brought to you by Hopkins Brewing Company. Hopkins Brewing is located off 21st South in Salt Lake. Hopkins has live music, local art, and they use locally grown and sustainable ingredients in both their food and craft beer. Their food menu is off the charts. Their handcrafted beer is also fantastic. Upon checking out, use the code TASTEMASTERS to get 10% off any food. That's right. Use the code TASTEMASTERS to get 10% off your entire meal. Come get a pint at Hopkins and support your local breweries. This episode's also brought to you by you, if you want to be. We are looking for sponsors and would love to have you as part of our team. Feel free to email us for details at thetastemastersdrink@gmail.com or DM us through all social media platforms. All right, friends, we're back. How was that?
The bathroom break? So
shots.
Good.
We did what?
We did shots.
17 shots.
We did a little bit of meth.
Of Everclear. We did just a little bit of meth. The tiniest bit.
So going off on dry January, I feel like, because I don't know if you guys know this, my collegiate degree is actually a health degree, like medical.
Oh.
So I like...
You're better than us.
No,
got it.
No, not better
nailed
at
it.
All.
But nailed it, for sure.
For me, it makes sense when things work out in a way where you can... Not putting ethanol in your body makes you feel better. It just makes sense. But we like to kind of destroy ourselves for a second, right?
Yeah.
So with, you know, going back to improve sleeps, reduce cholesterol, lowers your glucose, which glucose, too much of it spikes your insulin, you'll get fat. Like, yeah. That's just what happens. So I found out there's an app out there called the Reframe app.
Ooh.
It's iOS only, so those Apple, part of the fold, right? If you're part of the sheep, if you're a sheep, you have access to the iPhone. But Reframe app, it's a way that helps you track, you know, your dry January.
Oh.
It's really cool. So I was thinking, because I'm starting to get back into journaling, just personal journaling. I'm not as, you know, into it as some people, but just some daily goals, weekly goals, right? So I'll sit down on Sundays, I'll plan out my week, write it down, at least put my thoughts on a paper, and then Monday kind of give me some affirmations, and then I'll put it away. Okay. That's what I've been doing. Yeah. So because I can't do the whole every day.
Burnout, man. Every day, it'll just get sick.
It's tough. Yeah. It really is. So I think journaling is going to help. My wife is a huge supporter, so I think my wife, my partner will help, and then friends. Like, you know, we got, Bryce, you got a bunch of a cool community that can help you as well.
Yeah.
But here's one of my biggest, not concerns, but something when it comes to dry January is if you fall off the wagon, it's okay. It's okay to fall off the wagon on day four, day two, day five, and still be able to restart that. Just because you had one alcoholic beverage or whatever doesn't mean the world's over. That means you can just start keep trying your best. So let's just say, I'd rather you be that person that says, hey, I had three beers in all of January. Hell yeah. That was better than having 30 beers every weekend.
Yeah.
So
it's a lot of beer.
Those people who like, two things. One, if you can't do it all the way, that's okay. Do your best. If you can say you did your best during dry January, great for you. And the other person I want to call out is I don't give a fuck about how perfect you were the whole entire month. Just don't tell me. Don't rub it in our faces. Just don't rub it in our faces. Just like, hey, that's a personal accolade for you. Good for you. Just don't make me feel how bad I was. Like, but for those who are perfect at it and they did really well, let's celebrate it. But don't be like,
well, I'm not going to judge anyone that like drinks a beer.
Yeah, it's not a stab at you. But
I'm just saying.
But you know, like, you know, when you're on a keto diet and you got to talk about, first thing you got to talk about is keto.
Mm. And CrossFit.
Thank you. So I don't want to be like, it's dry January.
Dude, I was like embarrassed because we went bowling yesterday as a family and they were like, oh yeah, we're going to pitch your beer. You want some? It's like, I'm dry January, guys. Can't be
proud of that.
Why was it embarrassing though?
I don't know.
Weird.
It wasn't embarrassing. It was a terrible choice of words, but.
Is it because you are seen as this beer appreciator, this beer connoisseur in a way where, I mean.
Just really wanted some beer. I think it was Michelob and I was like, yeah, I'll do that. That sounds fantastic. Yeah, but no, I can't.
But I'm proud of you for making that one win.
Thanks, dude.
Whether that's just the one win you have all month, but that's a win, dude. And that's where we got to celebrate our little victories. And so again, if you fall off the wagon, Bryce, let's say tomorrow, you can't deal with it. You caved, you had a beer. Great. So let's finish out the week strong. That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. That's the aha we got to go for. You know what I'm saying?
I like that.
Because we're not all as perfect as the S.
No. Yeah. We can't all.
All right. I'm just going to go not home doing now.
Thank you. You've been waiting.
Thank you. But let yourself out.
I would like to try one of these.
The taproots.
Taproot sodas.
Yeah. Which one do you want to try?
What do you guys want off?
Oh, lavender's my favorite.
Yeah, that's my
lavender
favorite too.
All day?
Yeah.
Yep, that one.
Lavender, lemon, lime, lavender.
Lime, lavender.
So when we go to Hopkins, my wife's not a big fan of beer. We go to Hopkins a lot, and that's her go-to. Is that soda right there? It's super tasty.
Ooh. Oh my God, it's so good.
You can smell it when it opens.
I like this.
I just like lavender in my beverages.
Ooh, everything.
See, this reminds me of the Earl Grey syrup from Syrup Co. Just slap it in there. It's got that floral sexiness.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I know. I love it. They're killing the game with the sodas.
When are we getting Taproot on the podcast?
Shout out Mike D. Get on here.
Where you at, dude?
Yeah, I could fuck with that.
Yeah. No, it's delicious. I mean, and it's a good mixer, right, for your next time you're going to have a cocktail.
Mm. Yeah. That was from Jaeger's.
Tequila. What?
Lots of Jaeger in that is a perfect cocktail.
Oh my God, if you could see my face just now. Yeah. I'm just going to post my reaction face on my story and you guys are going to be like, oh yeah, she was talking about Jaeger and Taproot.
Taproot, the only local soda we have? Local.
Aside from, doesn't Strap Tank make sodas?
We make our own handcrafted soda.
Wasatch makes root beer.
Oh, Wasatch does have.
Brings brew?
Ooh, here we go.
It is Brigham's Brew. Boom. Root beer. Let's wrote it down. Yeah. It's in my notes.
What other local sodas are there out there?
Trying to think. I don't think there's.
That's it. There's no more.
Yeah. And I don't, there, I'm sure there has to be another company.
Soda is super hard to make. I don't know if you've tried it. Like, it's not easy. Every summer I make root beer. And it's a ton of work. It's not cheap either. It takes a lot to make good.
Is it because of, like, the syrup that you have to put in there?
Well, if you do syrup, yeah. If you do extract, mm-hmm. you can do that. And that you can make some pretty good stuff, extract, and then kind of add stuff to it. Just what we can do. But if you've ever looked at how to make like real root beer, it's not easy, man. So I'm always impressed when people are able to make soda because
yeah,
it's super tough.
Root beer is delicious.
Mm. Yeah.
I like it. It's jalapeno approved, just FYI. So.
Oh, nice.
Mm.
It's big deal. Big deal.
Root beer is great, man. There's a root beer store.
Just a, that's all they have is root beer?
All root beer.
Where's uh-huh. this at?
It's over by the stadium. The football stadium.
The football.
It's totally a soccer? Utah thing, huh?
I don't know.
It's got to be Utah.
Is it?
It's got to be.
Oh.
It'd be better in Provo.
Well, that too. And then what's, don't we have like those soda shops that you can like mix a bunch of different sodas into one concoction?
Oh, Swig and Sodalicious and all that stuff.
That's where half my income goes with my wife.
Oh, yeah?
Pepper and coconut.
Oh, wow. Shout out to Casey.
That sounds sexy.
Sugar addiction.
Oh, that's fine. We all have that, right?
I mean.
Some of us do, right?
I don't own a bakery for no reason.
God. Oh. So when you get all these beers going into the Boozy Cupcakes, mm-hmm. what do you do with them? Because they are opened. So just
they are
opened.
Yeah. So currently I have a couple of kitchen mates. And I just gift them the rest of the beer. Here you go. Mm. Enjoy.
So before you had said workers, what would you...
Oh, you mean during Dry January last year?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I just wouldn't consume it.
You just dump the precious nectar from the...
Mm-hmm. Well, I use most of it. So if I get a 12-ounce can, I'm using about 10 ounces anyway. So technically for the homies, 2 ounces.
It's a lot of homies. It's a lot of homies.
10 for me. 2 for Betty White.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Like 10 for the cupcake batter.
Oh, I thought you meant like...
Yeah. We're talking about making cupcakes. Mm.
So how...
The homies like dump it out.
Does it affect you when you're making cupcakes? Like, oh shit, I really want to try this.
Not really. For the most part, I read what the flavor profile is for the beer. So my brain still gets to play with different flavors and how to incorporate that in the cupcake itself.
Yeah.
So the consumption of alcohol doesn't need to actually happen for me to be like, oh, this is what it tastes like. This is what it needs to be in the cupcake.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Fascinating. You guys are blowing my mind right now. Huh.
Boom.
But
goes the dynamite.
Let's see. So we got that. Different people out there. I think if you guys are going to be Dry January and you're going to feel better, don't you want to be able to do more things like fitness?
Yeah.
I've been trying to get in yoga the past couple weeks.
I love yoga.
Dude, I don't.
Aww.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be the one who's like, it's tough. Well, I went to one class that was like a beginner class. It was great. Like, it was slow, easy, upward dog.
Dancing, not
warrior
actually.
1 and 2. Okay, yeah. Got that. But then I went to one the following week, and that bitch was so fast. Like, I couldn't.
Oh,
like,
so you did a power yoga, and then you did a flow. Those
sure.
are very different yogas.
But it was like fat. Up, down, left,
yeah,
up, up.
That's power
like,
yoga.
I can't, like,
see,
I need the restful ones.
I do my own stuff at home. There's a YouTube channel, Yoga with Adrian.
Oh, love that woman.
She
and
is the
Benji,
best.
The dog.
Yes. And she always has her dog in the room. Oh. Yeah, Yoga with Adrian. She's actually from Austin, Texas. I don't know her personally, but homies know her. But I started watching her videos and her voice is so calming and there's literally a different routine for whatever you're looking for. I have an old lady back because I'm old. So I do yoga for back pain and it kind of helps you just like meditate, slow your breath, slow your movement and just enjoy and, you know, build a stronger core because that's what you need in order to have a strong back.
Bryce, do you do any yoga or fitness-y stuff?
Oh yeah. I'm a yoga dude.
Oh, yeah,
I hated yoga for years and years and years.
Years and years and years.
Yeah. And then I started yoga 2020 with Adrian.
Yeah.
I think
she's
most
the best.
Of the world did too. And realized I was doing yoga wrong. And now I do it.
So maybe I'm doing it wrong.
I think you need to find what fits you, right? Like I
slow ass stuff.
I don't like being in group settings. Like I want to be on my own. I want to be in my house comfortable. Because if I feel any ounce of not being comfortable, then I don't want to, I'm not into it.
Huh.
So that's why laptop, Adrian with yoga.
So the
in
first time
gym.
I did it, it was like 4 other people in the room, which is fine.
Yeah.
Whatever. It was dimly lit. Holly was next to me. So I had like that security, like, right. And it was fine. It was nice and easy. There was the one chick's like, here's the advanced one. Here's the not advanced one. Here's the beginner one. Like do whichever one you're comfortable with. And then she's like, if you ever like, just want to stop, do the, what's one like you're praying?
Downward dog or
no.
child's pose.
Child's pose. That's my favorite because you just sit on your back of your heels and just like lay there
that's
and stretch.
That's a good stretch though. Yeah.
So there's one time they're doing like this weird like bring it through, and like I'm like, oh, Charles, I'm gonna pray.
I swear, I wish we were videoing this.
Oh yeah. And then, like I said, the next week was like speed racer, and I'm like, I can't do this. I looked at Holly, I'm like, I can't. I'm sorry, I'm out.
Yeah,
here.
I also
plus,
feel
like 50 people in the room. Get out of here.
Oh gosh, that sounds horrible. Anxiety levels way too high.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just, I mean, I think I like the environment that I create at home. Mm. It gives you like the opportunity to
be in the nude. Yeah, I would like that too.
No one's doing naked yoga, David. Okay.
Bryce is absolutely
it's full Monty. We're in it to win it. No, I just like the space that I have at home. You know, it's calming. I'm comfortable there. And I don't do group yoga.
Mm-mm. Gotcha. Maybe I'd start doing that.
And then hiking too. Going to start doing lots of hiking.
Yoga and hiking or just hiking?
No, not together, but like... every other day, like maybe do yoga one day.
What's this hot yoga everyone keeps talking about?
Oh, it's like the really hot room. I've never done it, but I've heard about it. It's like
yoga in a sauna. Is that what
basically? It's I don't know how hot they make the room. It's like 80 something degrees or 90 something degrees.
I'm down though.
I mean, you sweat out all the toxins.
I like saunas. I really do.
Yeah.
For like my end of workout, I go in the sauna and sweat it out for at least 15 minutes. I love it. I really
get it. It's good for your skin.
But yoga in the hot, in the heat would be nice.
Do it in the middle of the summer in Vegas.
Wow.
When it's 120 out. Go ahead.
All right.
You get a tan and you get some sweat.
Bro.
Boom.
Yeah.
Shock.
Full Monty tan. Because
actually, so that actually leads me into a fun story. So I'm actually going to Vegas in 3 weeks and I'm going to be sober the whole time. And it'll be the first time I've gone to Vegas to see my friends and not consumed alcohol. So that'll be the real like test.
But what's the difference between that and girls' night camping, whatever trip you did last year?
I think last year when I did girls' trip, I just was in, not that being in nature changes anything, but I was just ready. I think I was ready to call it.
Cool.
You know what I mean? I got it all the way to the 29th, and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to enjoy my time with the girls. Not that I wouldn't have enjoyed it sober.
Sure.
But I just wanted to do it.
I like
so
that.
I did it.
I really like that.
I live my dreams. I do what I want.
Dang.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to brew some beer. Some beer that takes
February
a little longer
beer.
Than usual. Yeah, February beer. Also, the beer will taste better because I won't be hammered while I'm trying to,
focus
a little bit.
Yeah.
So you're going to make a beer so it's ready in February? So we're making a lager?
I was hoping to. I was thinking about that, yeah. Do a Vienna.
Have you done a lot of lagers?
Not yet. No, this will be my first one. But I definitely want to do a Vienna, keep a little maltier, darker.
Hey, go for it, dude.
Get that beautiful.
I'm excited for you.
Amber-ish color.
I like that.
Should be good.
Please do it.
Okay.
And then that means I'll force you to drink it.
Okay.
Down there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I was trying to think about it. Because at the brewery, I taste, not just like drink beer, but I taste my beers that I'm making or whatever, make sure they're not fucking up, right? And so I started thinking about that. And it'd be hard, as a brewer, for me, it's really easy. I could just get a pint and drink whatever I want,
right?
In a way, right? I haven't been doing that for a while now, but... I can see how easy that would be as a brewer and you're around beer. It's like tempting. But after a while, you taste your same beer and you're like, I don't want to drink this. So beer to me has become, I still love beer, don't get me wrong, but I work at a brewery with my beers and I would like to put that to the side and go to other breweries with their beers, right? Mm-hmm. That's just different because I'm always making it. But tasting it, I've learned to taste and not drink. And I really appreciate that. But sometimes there's a beer that's just like, it's the best. Like, this is ready. Like, I want like 3 pints right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I've learned to curb that. And it's been really cool and fascinating that I can do that. So I feel
that's
like
awesome.
Anyone can, if I can do it, anyone can do it. Seriously. So Bryce, if you struggle during dry January, feel free to call me.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you two
Same.
Things. One, I will get one with you. Or how can I stop you from not doing this? Seriously.
Yeah.
Because.
Probably just like say, instead of doing drinking, instead of drinking, let's go do this thing.
Sure.
You got to fill that time.
Oh, man, I haven't got axe throwing.
Axe throwing is great.
There's local chocolates we can go try. There's local pastries we can go try. Mm-hmm. There's local, you name it. We can go find it. But I think I'm really going to focus on trying local things without getting shmammied this month.
Totally.
That's a good dry January. Because I'm still going to have a lot of episodes where I go up and talk to people and I want to showcase their craft and try their craft and not be... It'd be weird to interview someone...
And not drink their beer.
At least not try it.
Right.
And I'll sit here and guzzle it, right? Like, but
do
I can
tasters.
Yeah. So I think there's a healthy balance, which I think is the word of the day. It should be like an alarm every time balance goes up.
Can mic drop.
But are you guys excited for Dry January?
I am. Yep.
Mm.
Bryce, what? Mm. Is it because it's a challenge?
No, I mean, it's. I guess I didn't think about it very much when I went into it.
Hmm.
I was like, yeah, we'll do it.
When your friend conned you into doing it?
Well, you were like, I'm going to do Dry January. I was like, yeah, okay, I can do that.
But you didn't realize what it took to make that a
I was
reality?
Really surprised by how badly I wanted a beer when I couldn't have a beer. Right? Huh. So when, like, New Year's Eve, I didn't drink. I was like, yeah, I'm not really, take it back. I had one cocktail. And then I was like, yeah, I'm not really in the mood. The next morning I woke up and it was fine. I was like, yeah, I can go for just a beer. Just like one beer for dinner sounds really good. Oh, no, not now. But had I had that option, I probably wouldn't have done it for some weird reason. But
I kind of hope that you stick with it the best you can.
Oh, yeah.
Because I want to see how you feel after a month's worth.
Yeah, hopefully this tummy goes down a little bit. Hey, a little less chubby, a little less bloated.
It's okay. I think the bloated thing, because
it honestly, yeah.
Yeah, you like, feel gross. Sometimes.
Well, last year, so I'm a size 8. I know chicks don't talk about what size they wear. Who cares? Last year, I grabbed like my old pair of jeans that I wore like 8 years ago, and they were size 6, and I was able to put them on like after week 3.
Nice.
Because, I mean, the bloat is real. You know what I mean? Like, we just have this inflamed midsection just from consumption, and the fact that you're able to like alleviate that for a little bit and feel good about yourself and feel healthier, like, I think that's what drove me to do it again this year, because I just wanted to feel good.
So how are you going to advocate this through your social media platforms, through your life? Like, what are you going to do for this?
I mean, I've already kind of started, especially with the cupcakes. We're starting, you know, Booch Not Hooch cupcakes. So I'm going to be partnering with, I already started partnering with Mama Chari. I'm going to do Taproot Soda cupcakes. We're going to do Hans Kombucha cupcakes. I'd like to get some Syrup Co. in my hands and do like a mocktail cupcake. They're still going to be boozy cupcakes. I'm not going to take them away, you know what I mean? Because there's still going to be beer releases. There's still going to be firkins over at Salt Flats that I want to be a part of. I just won't be personally consuming it. But again, once you get the flavor profile from your brewers, you can still turn it into a delicious treat.
Yeah, good for you, Diaz. I like that. So, Bryce, how are you going to showcase your Dry January or attempt at Dry January?
I just tell everyone that I'm better than them because I'm going to not drink this month.
I don't respect that at all.
Good. As you should not.
As we almost threw some kombucha at him for saying something stupid.
Yeah, it's just kind of like a new year. I'm just doing a lot of new stuff.
Yeah.
Trying to do things differently. Get back to the basics, I think, is kind of my
it's a good one, dude.
Motto this year. But, and it's working so far. So,
good.
Yeah, keep doing it.
I think you got to look at it as a lifestyle. Mm. If you can focus on, if you can make it a lifestyle, like you can make it a more habitual thing. Mm-hmm. It takes, 30 days to make a habit?
Correct.
Is that what the saying is? So my biggest pain in the ass is in the winter times when it's cold, my warm, comfortable bed next to my hot wife is the best thing I want to do. And I'll find any excuse not to get out of that bed.
Mm-hmm.
But I realized if I can just count to 3 and say 1, 2, 3 up, and I can like move myself out and be uncomfortable, that's the hardest step. And so when it comes to booze, just saying no, it's like I'm not consenting to the beer.
Yeah.
As long as I give my consent, no. It's easier.
No,
it really has been,
no.
Though. It has been, because I have a fridge full of beautiful beers, and I look at that and I go, no. And that's what working for me.
Not today, Satan.
But I'm just hoping there's not a lot of parties coming up, because if so,
I'm going to throw all the parties every weekend. Come to the house.
No, just going to avoid those parties.
No, it's not happening.
But, Diaz, what's some word of advice for people that are struggling with Dry January that you would have for them?
Some advice. I mean, if you need someone to talk to, reach out for sure. I know that it's tough. We are kind of all on the same train where we're so used to just reaching for that beer or reaching for that cocktail. And you don't, I mean, do it if you want to, right? Do it if you're just like, oh, I just absolutely can't do it. I'm going to do it anyway. But just, I don't know, sit back, take a beat, just think about it for a second and just be like, do I really need it? Mm. Like, does this make me a more fun human if I drink this alcohol? Or am I still the fun human? This just kind of enhances the experience. Because like I said, I mean, you can have fun and not drink alcohol. Like, it's a thing. It can happen.
Bryce.
Drew.
Same question.
Don't call me. You can call Diaz for help and inspiration because I'll be at home. What am I going to do?
Yeah.
You know, just talk about it as often as possible. Not in an annoying way, but more people that know about it will help me. They won't be like, hey, bro, like that. You want a beer?
Kind of keeping you accountable in a way?
Yeah.
I like that, dude. But I just want you to know you've got a lot of friends around you that will support it. But if, going back, if you fall off the bandwagon.
Go hard. If I fall,
sure.
Go
if
all
that's
the
what
way
you want to do, all of it, do it.
But if you want to get back on, don't be afraid to get back on. Because I cave that thing where I'm trying to eat healthy, and then I have that one bad meal. I'm like, well, my diet's ruined. Fuck it, man. You know, I go off this whole boo, right? But it's all about the next decision, that next choice. And I think we all have it at the end of the day. I think we can do it. But I just want to see your guys' booch this month.
Every day. Well, I drink tea, too, so like regular tea. So right. I'm either going to drink booch or tea.
So show me your tea bag.
You want some tea bag action?
Yeah, show us your tea bag. Show us your booch.
Show us your booch.
Dip in your bag.
Yeah. See, I think it's a good one. So I'm going to start that.
How do you get into tea? Like, it's,
oh, I don't know.
Tea's
so
delicious,
I don't.
Man.
Yeah, I don't drink coffee when
it's
I was
just
really
like
young.
Water.
My mom. Too watery. It's herbal water. My mom tried giving me coffee when I was like 11 or 12, and I thought it was the grossest thing ever. So I was like, ugh, this is not good. So I don't consume caffeine anyway. If I ever do, I bounce off the walls like a crazy person. Mm. But I don't know. There's something medicinal about tea. There's different health benefits for it. You can drink different teas for different things, like your, you know, intestines or your health, like sure. your skin health, your hair, blah, blah, blah. Like all, there's different herbs for different reasons. There's sleepy time tea that you can drink right before you want to go to beddy bye.
Mm. Getting a tea, man.
Yeah.
There's even smooth move tea for your poop shoot.
Ooh.
Yep.
Sign me up.
Hell yeah.
But guys, good luck this month.
Thank you.
If you need help, let me know. I'll help you guys out.
Word.
I got support for you. Hopefully, if anyone else has suggestions for dry January, hopefully let us know, because I think the more the merrier, right?
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, do you guys have anything else for this episode? Diaz? Bryce?
No, dude. Get out there and do rad stuff in January.
Live your dreams. Yeah. Do you, boo.
Thanks for coming out, guys, and talking about this. And thanks for Hans Kombucha being here and letting us use their space.
Right.
You guys are awesome. Thanks for being my friends. And
thanks
until the next dry January?
Sure. Question mark?
Yeah, this will be the only time. One and done.
Thanks again, guys.
Cheers. Yeah.
This has been another episode of The Tastemasters. You can find us on Instagram at @the_Tastemasters, on Twitter at The Tastemasters, and on Facebook as The Tastemasters. Like, share, subscribe, leave us a review, tell your friends, and thanks for listening.
Produced and recorded at Fuse Audio. Give them a follow at Fuse_Audio.